You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yo, what's up? This is Connor Livesey. This is the Talking the Star podcast, NFL Draft Interview Edition. Tonight I'm on with Miles Boykin, Notre Dame wide receiver. What's up tonight, Miles?
I'm good. How are you?
Man, really, really good. I know you're probably doing great as well, preparing for this exciting time in your life. You got the draft coming up here in a few months. You got the combine coming up at the end of the month. You got a lot going on. I know you're excited, so we're glad to have you on to talk about it.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me.
Of course, man. And today, the official invite list for the NFL Combine that is going to be at the end of February into the beginning of March came out today. And I first off want to congratulate you on getting invited. That's a huge honor and step throughout this process. And I know that's got to be a great feeling to get that invite to that Combine and be able to go to Indianapolis and really showcase your skills in front of all the teams there.
Yeah. Thank you. I mean, obviously for me being an underclassman, technically, you know, I didn't have a chance to play in any of the All-Star games. So this is really the first step for me in the draft process.
Yeah, and you probably at this point feel like you still got a long ways to go in the meetings and stuff like that, because a lot of guys have played in those, you know, in the All-Star games where they've talked to some teams. So you're kind of going in this a little bit more fresh than a lot of the guys. But do you have any goals set for the combine as far as maybe a 40-yard dash or a vertical jump or really just crush the meeting process? Do you have anything set that you want to go to the Indianapolis and make sure you take care of during the combine?
You know, I just want to put my best foot forward there. You know, I think I'm going to test very well. I've been training in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, XPE. But, no, for me, I think I'll have a chance to, you know, hopefully have the highest broad jump and the highest vert. But other than that, I'm not really setting any, you know, strict goals on myself, just knowing that, you know, I think I'm going to perform well.
Of course. And you coming into the, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you're listed on, you know, Notre Dame on the other sites as 6'4", 228. Is that kind of the size you're sitting at right now?
No. I mean, usually for the combine, everybody slims down a little bit. Even mm-hmm. That's more of my playing weight. But, you know, right now, you know, they say you're always in the best shape of your life when you're training for the NFL. So I'm about, you know, 223, 222 right now.
Okay, cool. So that's, you know, that's with you being such a big guy, a guy who's got the size on him, you know, being able to run and jump at a high level has got to be something that a lot of, you know, you're looking forward to showcase, because it's such a big deal for the bigger guys to run well, to jump well. So like you said, being able to really set a standard for the vertical jump and the long jump like that's got to be something you got set that you want to take care of.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously being this big and, you know, being athletic is something that you want to showcase. And I think the NFL Combine is a perfect way to do that. And then after that, Pro Day.
Of course, man. Of course. Do you know your Pro Day date yet, or is that still kind of in the works?
Yeah, it's March 20th.
Okay, great. I'm going to jot that down and make sure we include that in all of our you know, posts that we're going to make about the interview and the podcast and everything, so people can make sure they're tuning in for your Pro Day. So I'll jot that down and make sure we list that as well. Man, so you got the combine coming up. Obviously, that's kind of the first step in your NFL journey. I wanted to talk about the first step in your college journey, coming to Notre Dame, coming out of high school. I'm sure you had offers. I'm sure you were a high-rated recruit coming out. What led you to the University of Notre Dame?
Yeah, that's a great question. For me, you know, when I was looking around, obviously I wanted to play at a school that was great, you know, just on the football field. And, you know, it wasn't until I kind of got a little bit older, until I was like kind of a junior, that I realized that, you know, I wanted something more than just being, you know, a great football player. And for me, it was just Notre Dame was the best place in the country for football and academics. You know, it's a top 5 business school in the country, and, you know, I'm majoring in marketing. So, you know, it was very important to me that I chose a school that, you know, was just as good athletically as they were academically.
Of course, and obviously coming in, you know, Notre Dame's such a prestigious program as far as football goes, but also, as you mentioned, academics, that had to have been a great draw to you. Coming out of high school, did you have any other, competing offers to where, you know, something led you to maybe Notre Dame outside of just the academics? Was it maybe the coach or someone you talked to, maybe a friend going there? Was there something outside of just the prestige and the athletics and the academics that drew you to Notre Dame?
It was close to home. It was, it was actually closer than U of I than me,
okay.
Which is kind of crazy to think about. But yeah, I think it was the closest Division I school to me. So, my family's made it to a lot of the games. I was never too far away from home. You know, I can always drive back if I want to. I'm only an hour and a half away.
Wow.
So no, for me, it just made sense. You know, logistically, you know, academically, and of course, athletically.
Of course, of course. Yeah, that does make a ton of sense, being able to stay close to home, be able to see your family and stuff while you're out, you know, obviously playing football at a high level and getting your education. That's awesome. Coming in 2015, you had some other really top receivers on Notre Dame's team, Will Fuller, Equanimee St. Brown, guys who are in the NFL now having tons of success. What was that competition like coming in, knowing that you were going to have to really work hard day in and day out in order to have a friendly competition with those guys, but at the end of the day, you know, hopefully come out on top of that competition?
Yeah, I think you said it. You know, I think it was really just, you know, competitive for all of us. It was friendly, but at the same time, it's what drove us all to be great. You know, obviously Will was the first one, but you know, watching his work ethic, watching him run routes, you know, day in, day out, you know, never missing a practice was something that, you know, we all kind of envy. You know, he's having injuries now, you know, hopefully he gets better soon, but you know, Will, he was always, you know, a very hardworking guy, you know, sturdy, and we always knew that, you know, we can go to him when the game was on the line. Then when EQ came, you know, EQ was the exact same way. We came in the same class. We were roommates our first 2 years. So me and him are very close. You know, we still talk, you know, at least once, twice a week. But, no, I mean, you know, competing with those guys is something that, you know, you don't get a chance to do at every school, you know, whether or not you're behind them or starting over them. But it's great. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm in the position I am today.
And I kind of wanted to dive off of that a little bit, staying kind of on a similar subject. And I know this might be a tough question for you to answer because you never really experienced anything else. But with so many just NFL caliber players on the offense and defense at Notre Dame, did you ever almost get complacent? Like, well, you know, so many guys are so successful that, you know, one day I'm going to make it there anyways. Or did did that encourage you even more to work harder to try to, as we say, stay friendly, competitive with those guys and try to outdo each other? Is that kind of more the way that it takes when you're on such a prestigious team with so many talented guys who are probably going to end up playing in the NFL?
Well, yeah, that's I think the beauty of it. You know, we got first rounders on our team, second rounders. We got undrafted free agents that can all play in the league. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, you kind of get overlooked sometimes at Notre Dame when, you know, everybody in front of you is a first or second rounder. You know,
mm-hmm.
You have tackles going first and second round, so all the attention's going to them. But, you know, you got people that can also play that aren't getting looked at. But, you know, a couple years down the road, you look at it, they were undrafted free agents, and now they're 3-year starters in the league. And that's just how it happens because that's how much talent Notre Dame has. You know, we're a very disciplined group at Notre Dame. We're smart and we're talented. So I think that goes a long way, you know, whether or not, you know, people see it right out of college. But one of the things that, you know, I love about Notre Dame is, you know, everybody can play there. You know, like you said, we got talent up and down the board. And that's one of the reasons why we compete day in and day out. You know, it's great. You know, it's not even necessarily in your position group. You know, we talk about receivers, but, you know, we see what Mike and Q did last year. And, you know, we're all striving to be like that. They had great years in the league now. And we're all striving to be like that. So day in and day out, it just takes competition. And we thrive on it. We have a competitive nature there, and we thrive on it.
And you talked about the competitive, you know, nature there at Notre Dame. And in 2018, you really had a breakout year. You caught 59 balls for 872 yards, 8 touchdowns. Really put yourself on the map in your redshirt junior year, I should say. What kind of led to that breakout year? Was it something that clicked in your head, or do you think maybe just getting more reps and eventually it just broke out to where you were getting the ball more, you were, you know, running better routes, you just developed as a player, and then in your redshirt junior year it all clicked for you? Or maybe was it something else? Was it something that maybe someone said to you, a coach that came in? What led to that just breakout year in 2018?
Yeah, no, for me it was just about, you know, everything coming together. You know, it was my route running, you know, my speed, my strength, my endurance. You know, I was really topping out as a player. You know, you know, my body, I don't think I was ready, you know, physically, you know, my first couple of years at Notre Dame. But, you know, having Bayless come, you know, the strength coach, he really helped me, and it just brought my game to another level. And then on a side note, you know, just learning the game, you know, inside and out, you know, it's not just about being a receiver. It's about seeing the whole field at the same time, you know, seeing what the quarterback sees, reading the defenses, being able to break down the corners and safety's techniques so you can run the route properly. Everything just kind of, you know, came together for me in this last year, and it was truly a blessing.
Of course, man, of course. You obviously faced a ton of tough competition at Notre Dame. Some of the best you guys play some of the best defenses in the country. Who would you have to say, if you had to pick one guy out of any defense you played in your 3 years at Notre Dame, what was the toughest defensive back that you went up against?
Man, that's tough. I can break it down to two. I can break it down to two.
That's even better.
Obviously Jackson from LSU last year. You know,
Dante Jackson.
He led the league in picks for a rookie. Yeah, and Dory Jackson too.
Okay. Wow.
So from USC. So yeah, very fast dudes. And, you know, I think that's something that's also great about playing Notre Dame. You play against the best people in the country every year, and you know, I'm extremely grateful for that as well.
All right, so since you brought up Dante Jackson, I have to bring it up as well. I'm sure you're almost tired of talking about it at this point, but the catch. You had the catch against LSU last year to really win the game. I'm gonna ask a question I kind of just said, but have you gotten tired of hearing about that yet? I mean, I'm sure it's not something you get tired of hearing about because it was such a good play. You know, it made SportsCenter's top 10 plays. It was just an awesome, awesome reception. You broke some tackles. You scored the game-winning touchdown. But, like, do you kind of wish people would talk less about that and talk more about everything else you do on the field?
Well, yeah, and I think it's kind of getting to that point. You know, obviously that was a great play for our program. But, you know, after that, over the offseason, you know, I was kind of thinking to myself, and, you know, I was saying to myself, you know, at Notre Dame, I wanted to leave something that was bigger than just that catch. You know, and I think I did that this year, you know, being able to be a part of an undefeated Notre Dame team and being the first Notre Dame team to make the college football playoffs is an extreme honor, and, you know, I was a huge part of that, and that's what, you know, a lot of my motivation came from, just, you know, leaving a legacy bigger than the catch at Notre Dame.
Yeah, of course, and that's the, you know, one thing that I noticed when I started breaking down your tape and, you know, posting some things on Twitter about you, everyone, there was always somebody who, you know, he was like, that was the one who made that catch versus LSU, and I was like, yeah, but he's also the one that did this and did that and did that, and it was so much more to your career at Notre Dame than just that catch, even though that was obviously one of your best highlights. You did so much. One thing I love about you, and we're going to get into kind of your style of play and things here in a second, but it's just how physical you are as a blocker in the blocking game. You know, getting out in front of screens or when the run comes your way, you're always, you know, a physical blocker. Is that something you kind of pride yourself in, is being able to not only catch the football, not only make the, you know, splash plays as a receiver, but also do the dirty work as a blocker?
Yeah, 100%. You know, it's something I take a lot of pride in, and it's funny that you say that, just because, you know, one of the reasons why I love playing football so much is because it's the ultimate team sport. I mean, there's nothing better than seeing, you know, the joy in a teammate's face, you know, when you spring a block for them and get 30 or 40 yards downfield, because they do the same thing for you, and that's what makes it so fun to play.
And I'm sure playing at Notre Dame with so many good, like you mentioned, you know, Mike McGlinchey and Quinnen Nelson, those guys who offensive linemen who block play in and play out, they probably love seeing those things as well. When you do lay that block, just being a team sport, they're probably so excited for you because it's not something you necessarily do play in and play out, and it's something they do and they take pride in it. So I'm sure it's such a good environment playing at Notre Dame with so many talented offensive linemen that they kind of amp you up for being such a good blocker.
Yeah, no, they. I mean, they're the start of it. They're the reason why, you know, you have that passion every time you step onto the field. It's ridiculous when you watch our linemen play. They'll be 30, 40 yards downfield still trying to block somebody for a running back. And that you can't teach that type of stuff, you know. Either you have that passion in you or you don't. But it's definitely contagious, you know, at the same time. When you have, you know, a group of guys like that on your team doing it every play, it doesn't make it hard to do it for 3-4 plays a game.
Of course, of course. The last question I want to ask you about, you know, your career at Notre Dame, is obviously you guys didn't end the season the way you'd hoped this year, but you did get named to be one of the four best teams to compete for the national championship. What was that honor like, just to you know, get voted in by the committee and then be able to have that opportunity to play in the Final Four to hopefully play for the national championship?
It was huge. You know, obviously going undefeated at Notre Dame is extremely tough. I mean, we play all over the country. You know, we played in LA, we played in San Diego, we played in New York. You know, we play everywhere. So it's tough for sure, you know, especially the teams that we play year in and year out. And it was huge for us. But, you know, at the same time, we weren't satisfied with just making a playoffs. You know, we came up a little bit short, but, you know, I definitely think that team will be back there next year and in a much better place than we were.
Cool. All right, so I want to kind of dive in into your next step in your football career, and that's obviously we talked about the combine, and then the draft's going to be here, and then you're going to be in the NFL. That's, you know, the hope, that's the dream for you, I'm sure. The one thing that I noticed when I turned on your tape at Notre Dame is you lined up kind of all over the formation. You would come in motion, you'd line up in the slot, you'd line up outside. Have you gotten any feedback on where you think you'll play at the next level, or is it still kind of up in the air? That's kind of something you think you'll figure out at the combine.
Yeah, I've definitely gotten feedback. You know, for me, in being this big and, you know, having that combination of size, speed, and power, you know, they want me to be able to play everywhere, you know, whether that's, you know, in the slot, you know, running routes on linebackers and safeties, or, you know, just going up in the corners where, you know, I have a height advantage. But, you know, something I did at Notre Dame for a little bit, and I definitely think that, you know, I'll be able to do that in the NFL.
Cool, so you kind of have the versatility to do both. You're not necessarily going to be just a big slot, and you won't be just a guy that lines up on the boundary. You'll be able to move where teams want to move you pretty much.
Exactly, yeah.
Good deal. Cool, I just got a few more questions for you, and then we'll get you out of here. Heading into the combine, obviously you talked about how you want to showcase your skills at the combine. But on the field, what would you say is your biggest strength at the next level as far as what you bring to the table, what you do well that NFL teams are going to be able to incorporate into their offense?
I would just say, you know, my hands overall and being able to high point the ball. I have very good hands, big hands. And I also think that, you know, when the ball's up in the air, you know, I'm going to go fight for it and bring it down with me, no matter where it's at. So just being able to be competitive out there and, you know, just having, you know, like I said, the athletic ability and versatility to, you know, catch a ball no matter where it is on the field.
All right, I'm going to take it in the other direction with that same question, and maybe one thing that you want to improve on. So not necessarily something your weakness, not something you're not necessarily not good at, but something that you want to improve on. So when you do get drafted, you come into training camp, you come into rookie mini camp, and you say, okay, this is something that maybe I wasn't as good at before I got here. What's that one thing you want to improve on before you do get to rookie mini camp?
Yeah, I think just as a receiver, you know, the one thing that any receiver will say will be route running. You know, it doesn't matter who you are. You can always improve on your route running. And, you know, that's what I'm really working on right now. And, you know, I think, you know, obviously I'm going to be a rookie, so I'm not a finished product. I'm not a finished product yet. But, yeah, no, my route running is something I work on consistently, and it's something that I work on every day.
What's one of your favorite routes to run, whether it's at Notre Dame or maybe something you didn't run at Notre Dame, but you want to show that you're good at running at the next level?
Oh, wow. Probably a bang. You know, I ran a lot of bangs, but I still think, you know, that's something that I can get better at.
Okay, cool. All right, man, the last question I'm going to leave you with, and I end every podcast with this, it's probably my favorite question that I ask you guys, is I want you to describe to me, to everyone listening, what the NFL team that draft you is going to get in Miles Boykin when he steps on the field for practices, for games, no matter what game it is, no matter what week it is. What is that NFL team going to get out of Miles Boykin?
Yeah, I think when a team drafts me, they're going to get a complete football player, not just a wide receiver. You know, they're going to get somebody who can play special teams. You know, I can block when I need to. And obviously I'm going to make big plays when I need to. But, you know, above all that, I'm going to play the game with a passion and love and prove to everybody around me that, you know, this sport is something that's great. And, you know, I don't take it for granted at all, and I love this sport.
Good deal, man. Good deal. I appreciate you coming on, Miles. That was a lot of fun. We were on with Miles Boykin, Notre Dame wide receiver. He'll be at the Combine at the end of February. Make sure you're tuning in on NFL Network. He has his pro day coming up March 20th. That's correct, Miles?
Yes, thank you.
March 20th, his pro day, so make sure you're following that. Check him out at his pro day. Check him out at the Combine. He's one of the top receivers in this draft class. He has size. He has the hands. He has the route running ability, the athletic ability. He's really got it all. So we're excited to follow your journey throughout this process, man. And we'll talk soon and hopefully maybe get you back on after the Combine as we get closer to draft day.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thanks so much, Miles. This was Connor Livesey with the Talking the Star podcast, NFL Draft Interview Edition. I want to thank Miles for joining us, and I want to thank everyone for listening. We'll see you guys next time on the Talking the Star podcast.